Little deeds often go unnoticed. If you've ever watched a movie without a soundtrack, it can be some of the most dramatic things depicted on the movie, but we won't be impressed. But then when you add a soundtrack, drums, guitar, an organ, and all of a sudden the music paints the drama, the scary stuff for us. And then we realize what a great moment it is. In our life, there is no soundtrack. And sometimes the great moments are not noticed by us. For example, people love celebrating Christmas. But there's a beautiful feast after Christmas in our church, the third day, called the Feast of Saint Stephen, the deacon who was the first martyr, the first one to give up his life for Christ. In love, not in hatred, not in cursing, but in love. Fulton J. Sheen was so tired of people cursing one day that he actually wrote a book with the title, Go to Heaven. Go to Heaven. Because he was tired of hearing the other way. So in the Feast of Saint Stephen, what do we have? We have Saint Paul, who was called Saul at the time, who was persecuting Christians. And they put Stephen in a pit, and they begin to stone him. But just so they get a good whack at the guy, they take off their cloaks so they're unencumbered. They pick the smallest stones so that he dies slowly. And how does Saint Stephen respond? The same way Jesus did. Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Because of that love, not because he died, but because he loved in spite of all the hatred and anger against him, Saint Paul was converted. And imagine all the blessings that people have received, because to this day, all the Christian churches throughout the world read the epistles, the letters of Saint Paul. There would be no letters to read if this young deacon didn't listen to the teachings of Jesus and says, where there is hatred, where there is evil, that's where I am needed. Where people are the sickest is where they need medical attention the most. Often Christians like to protect themselves and be away from all that and say, I don't want to be bothered with the dirtiness of life, the unkemptness, the stuff that makes me uncomfortable. But Saint Stephen shows us one kind act can change a person's heart, and that person can change the course of history. There may be no soundtrack, and you may not even notice it, but your kind word, your kind deed can change the world. As long as you don't give in to the cynicism of saying, what good is it? It's all crazy anyway. There's no chance. If Christians give up hope, then what good are we? Jesus had a saying, salt is good, but if salt loses its flavor, what is it good for? We should be the salt of the earth that preserves society and reminds people there is hope, there is God, and he hasn't forgotten us. Christos Rizdai.